What I'll do is ask the rest of the panel for comments about these issues, beginning with key ethical issues or concepts in opening a law practice. And I want to start with you, John Neal. By the way, being the chief disciplinary counsel of the state of Texas, what that means is it's like being the attorney general for discipline in Texas. And so what that means is that if you ever get in trouble with the state bar and are in danger of having some kind of discipline levied against you, the ultimate authority in that respect from a prosecutorial standpoint is John. He's the chief prosecutor of grievances and disciplinary matters in the state of Texas. So I've always been of the opinion that he's a good person to know. So, John, let me start with you and ask you to just tell everybody some things about trust fund accounting, about the necessity or importance of having a trust fund. When do you have to have a trust, a IOLTA trust account, and how does that work just on a practical level? And what do you see in the Chief Disciplinary's Council in terms of office in terms of problems with trust accounts?
Well, first of all, when I'm on a program with Bill, I don't provide a bio because it pales in comparison. So, and I will make my usual disclaimers here now. I am not a scholar. I'm not an academic. I've been all of my life in trials and spent my entire career in front of normally 12 people trying to convince them to make a decision that I wanted them to make. So...